Time for us to talk literature in the Literature Corner. I asked the question, when was the last time you read a book? Because yesterday was Drop Everything and Read Day, and it's a national month-long celebration of reading that's intended to help all of us remember to make reading a priority in our lives. But I imagine for many of us, it has been a while, especially with cell phones, TV, streaming, traffic, kids. It can be a little bit difficult to find time, but some of you are finding the time, and we'll get to your messages in a moment. But let's talk about how Nalibali is trying to assist South African homes to find the time to read. We're joined on the line by Nalibali's communication manager, Suri Tole. Tole Tane joins us on the line this morning. Suri, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Gooks, and thank you for having us on the show.
So Nalibali has a bit of a support package that's intended to help South Africans. And I imagine parents especially have helped their kids read a little bit more. Tell us about the support package.
Of course. Nalibali is a reading for enjoyment campaign. So we have been in existence for more than a decade now. So we promote the love of reading and storytelling to children that are from birth to the age of 12. So from birth, you'll ask me, you know, how do children from birth read? But then we actually train parents to be able to read to younger children. We've got books that are available for parents to read. We even have picture books. So we want children who do not read yet to be able to see the story and make up what the story is about. So we work with preschools or early childhood development centers. We also work with primary schools. We work with parents and caregivers, communities, a variety of partners and educational institutions to promote this reading for enjoyment. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do.
And when we talk about making time to read, what is the number? Because I think for a lot of us, we think, oh, I simply don't have an afternoon to sit and read a book or a whole evening to sit and read the book. You know, during the week is very busy. Is the idea that, you know, you read a few minutes a day, just a little bit a day makes a difference?
Of course. And we've seen that normally people think that reading means you must only read a book. But actually, any form of reading is regarded as reading. You can even read a post on social media. That's reading because you still learn new words. You still learn comprehension. There's a lot to learn from just reading a post. You can read a newspaper. You know, you can read a religious text or anything like that. So you are a reader. As long as you are reading, you're exposed to some reading material per day. And I think most of us are actually exposed to reading materials every day, but we don't actually realize that we are actually all readers as long as you read something per day. Mm-hmm. So there's not really, you know, a specified quantity of reading that you need to do, but as long as you are in contact with text every day. And I think for children, you know, it's ideal to read to them at least every day, you know, take time out and just read to your child at least maybe before bedtime. You can even do storytelling because you find that sometimes the children are with caregivers that actually maybe do not read. So that storytelling, inganewane, you know, fairy tales and mm-hmm. telling them, you know, folklore stories and things like that. So all of that, if you expose that to a child, then it goes a long way.
And so for, you know, caregivers, and if they don't have the skills, for instance, maybe literacy is a challenge for them, how can they then help children on reading and writing at home? Certainly, you know, for a lot of parents, even assisting with homework, which invariably involves reading, can be a challenge. Are there tools from Nalibali to support caregivers, parents, to help children with their reading and writing?
Yes, of course. As Nalibali, also, we do have audio stories. So with the audio stories, you get them on our website, which is nalibali.org. So you can have those stories. So children can actually listen to a story instead of actually you sitting down and reading with the child. So, and also in terms of the stories, we can also send them to your WhatsApp. And you can, we know that sometimes children have phones these days. You can send them to your child at home. Maybe you are still at work. You can send that to your child to be able to listen to a story, or you can play that story for the child to listen. We have a WhatsApp group. So you can join our WhatsApp. Our number also is on our website. It's 060-644-2254. That's our number for WhatsApp stories. So you can just send a message to that number to request for the stories, and we'll send them to you even on a daily basis. Also, we send stories in your own home language, because we do promote home language reading, because that actually helps children with their confidence. You know, before you can learn a second language, it's best that you become your proficiency in your own mother tongue. So we promote that a lot, and we see that the results are quite great in that regard. So they can do that. We also have our social media platforms. They can go to that. So those are the resources that we have. So we can send you stories, or you can access our website just for the audio stories as well.
And your website also has, in addition to the stories, there's also songs and rhymes, which also form part of, I guess, reading. So that's quite interesting, of songs being part of reading material.
Yes, absolutely. We do have something called play-based learning, because we know that children love to play. You know, if you call a child to come and play, or call a child to come and read a book, they might probably choose to play. So we just make sure that we make reading part of play as well. And that's the reason we're saying, especially for the preschools and the ECD centers, you know, we incorporate that with songs, with playing, with stage play, or they act out the story and whatever it is that they're reading. We ask them to finish up the story. You know, we'll read the story halfway and you say, what do you think the ending is? And, you know, the responses you get are quite interesting. You know, children have a great imagination. And that's why also we promote children to write their own books, you know, and tell the story according to the child's eye. You know, so the way that they write their stories and how they relate to the world, you know, around them, it becomes so interesting. So for us also, as much as we promote reading, we promote storytelling for them also to tell us the stories, how they view the world, you know, how they see the world becoming. And we also ask them to write that down and tell us, and write like a short story about maybe their life, or what they've experienced, any interesting thing that they've seen. And, you know, the stories that they come out with are quite amazing. Children really have great imagination.
Suri, I must thank you very much for making time for us this morning. It's been great having you in the Literature Corner.
Thank you so much.
That is Nalibali's communication manager, Suri Tsoletsane, joining us to speak to us about how they're helping us drop everything and read in this National Month-Long Celebration of Reading.